Welcome to Turn Extension, a supplemental podcast for the Advanced Maneuvers YouTube channel.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Turn Extension. My name is Tony.
Hey, it's Kevin.
And with us tonight, we have Iron Lich W himself. Iron Lich, how you doing?
Well, how are you doing tonight, Tony?
Very, very good. I'm excited to have you on, Iron Lich. So, like, it's like we're pulling the band back together, man. Like, we've now had four of the original casts on here. We just got to get Pokey on here. You know, Solos is going to be the really hard one to get. Let's be serious. It's going to be the hard one. But I think we can do it. Might not. It's going to be great if I can get Solos on here.
You have high expectations, my friend. High expectations.
I do. So, all right. So, for tonight, right, we got a couple things we're going to go over. We had, because of Bokor Brawl, we had some, the list that were shown for the first 15 armies that are going to be shown on Friday, so a couple days away. And we were super lucky, conveniently, the two armies that I really like, we got spoilers for. Yeah, I don't know how that happened, but maybe someone else should ask for spoilers in the future, because I'm just, you know, selfish.
Yes, yes. We got spoilers for the two armies for the individual who was asking for them, and nothing for any of the armies anybody else was playing.
Technically, Iron Lich has had multiple armies spoiled. I mean, it's in the playtest document, so.
And yet, you got to
more information
armies for
the. I know. It's what I really should have done, really, if I would have been, what I should have been smarter, right? Because I'm trying to convince you to get excited about Mark IV, is really just ask for some troll spoilers. But I have a very tiny brain, so I wasn't thinking.
I've got one thing to hold on to, and that's Signar.
That's it, just my boy Signar. So, but before we jump into those, right? So we're going to talk about that. So our big things we're going to talk about is, hey, what do we think of the choices? And if we are disappointed that something might not be included, and kind of the end of this, we're going to wrap up and say, has our needle moved at all? But before we get into that, I want to talk about, if you guessed it, PAX Unplugged. So the official schedule just came out yesterday, I believe, for PAX Unplugged. So we are going to be hosting a prime 50-point list tournament, PAX Unplugged. It's going to be Saturday from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. And it's for 32 people. And what's really exciting that we just found out today is we're actually going to be getting, I believe it's going to be a 50-millimeter token that on one side is going to say PAX Unplugged 2022. And the other side is going to say Mark IV War Machine. So we're going to be ordering those. So anyone, if you come and participate in the tournament for that day, you're going to get one of those. I believe we're going to do a 50-millimeter token. Just so you can use it as an objective marker. It's kind of going to depend on what the steamroller looks like. But super excited about for that. I'll show you the concept probably later on tomorrow. I will share those. It's a rough concept art that we have. It's going to change. But I want to let everyone know. So if you are going to come and attend, you are going to get something to go home with. So it's super exciting. So it's going to be on December 3rd. We are going to start sign up. This official sign up starts on November 17th. So you got to sign up through the PAX site. Please sign up. We are trying to build the community up here and really get Prime going. It's going to be the first Mark IV tournament, I think, in the world. So it's super exciting for us. And we're doing it at a con. It's going to be 3D train. It's going to be awesome. So I know I'm definitely going because I'm the one that's, you know, running it.
So I'm going to one-up you because you were talking about, hey, it'd be cool and come and get those tokens and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, go to the PAX Unplugged, not only to get anywhere, you know, from 3 to 4 or however many side games of Mark IV you could possibly get, but to hang out with those sweet people from Tried and True.
That is true.
And the awesome crew. And I mean, I guess if you really want to, you can suffer and hang out with Tony as well.
It's pretty hard.
But going out there and representing Mark IV and showing the conventions, hey, Mark IV is awesome and it's going to pull an audience, will go a long way to help start building the community back that we used to have, where we could go to convention after convention after convention and know that that War Machine would be present there. We're going to have to go out there and represent ourselves if we're going to see the community grow.
And that's true. That's the big thing, right? We have to go and represent ourselves. We have to make sure we're there. And a huge shout out to Tried and True, right? We've been working and stuff on our end. Tried and True has stepped up. They are like huge, helping support us, making being sure that it's a joint effort to go and do packs and plugs. So it's going to be Advanced Maneuvers and Tried and True knocking out. So we are super excited. And actually, Paul from Tried and True is the one that came up with the idea of that token, or like objective marker, whatever you want to call it. So we can go and have that, right? So it was a great idea. It's something that we used to not do in the past, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't be doing it in the future. So do we have any other announcements before we get into this?
I can't think of any other announcement.
All right, cool. Nothing. So what we're going to... Oh, sorry. What about Iron Lich?
I said I had nothing.
All right, cool. So what we're going to do is that I am going to... The way how it's going to work is I'm going to first talk about convergence. Iron Lich W is going to talk about Crix. Then we've got Kevin's going to do Trolls. I'm going to talk about Signar because I have the most spoilers for Signar, so I feel like I should make people suffer and wait for last. And then we'll talk about any other list that we might talk about. So first off, kind of jump into Convergence, right? Convergence had, I want to say, roughly... I'm pulling this up. I got it from Jay. It was 92.5% of all models that are in the Convergence line is now out for the initial release, right? I think the only thing that really didn't come out was the huge bases, which I'm fine with, right? What I was most surprised with, honestly, was that Gatsby 4 was in there. I'm really excited to see how Gatsby plays in a Mark IV era. He was really painful to play against at the end of Mark III. He had a lot of stuff. Now, what's going to be different, right, is like I have certain Crix Warjacks that I use just for Gatsby. That's not going to be the case in Mark IV, right? I'm pretty sure you can only use Convergence Warjacks. So that's going to be an interesting way to see how that works. Because... You know, I'm curious with that, right? It's definitely a little bit less focus efficiency because when you had your Crix Jack, they automatically got a focus point. With Convergence, right? I'm assuming transference is still going to be the same thing. I don't know. That's not the spoiler that I have. But yeah, so I'm curious to see how that goes.
You know, if he's still dual faction,
he at least did not show up in the initial Crix army that I could see. So I do not know if he's going to show up in the other one. He's at least not in Bane's. So that is still to be determined. I know. Not great answers.
Well, not the answer he wanted to hear, at least.
Yeah, it's true. Not the answer you wanted to hear. So I'm pulling up my spoilers. What I am super excited about, right? So one thing that they had talked about, right, was that, hey, countercharge is kind of going away. We're not going to have countercharge. So I asked, what is Axis's new feat going to be? And more specifically, what is his new field marshal going to be? So Axis feat, to me, I'm pretty sure it stays the same. Let me know if you guys see something different, but it is Axis feat is enemy models currently in Axis control area. Range suffer -2 speed, -2 to their melee damage rolls, and cannot charge or make slam or trample power attacks. Friendly faction models currently in Axis control range gain +2 speed, +2 to their melee damage rolls. Sir components last for 1 round. So it sounds like the exact same thing as his feat.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't hear anything about that that sounded different than what he usually could do.
Yeah. What I'm excited about is his new field marshal ability is unstoppable. So if you don't know what the unstoppable ability is, I want to go, I just had it a second ago. God.
Well prepared as always.
I know. All right. So unstoppable. It reads, this model does not have to forfeit its combat action when it advances or is placed out of one or more enemy model's melee range during its normal movement. So that means, right, that anyone in all of Axis's Warjacks, they can now charge and move in and out of combat. They don't have to worry about, before, you know, you had to worry about free strikes if you charged or moved around, right? But now they can just charge, go through a bunch of models, and still go and attack things. That is amazing. I'm so excited for that. That feels really, really good, giving unstoppable to every single Warjack. What are you guys' thoughts on that?
I think it's going to be advantageous considering that they get the ability to shoot and melee. I mean, it's obviously good because, or it's better than nothing.
It's better than nothing, yes.
is it going to necessarily throw Axis into that caster scenario where it's like, all right, I'm playing Convergence. I'm going to start with Axis and then choose my second caster, assuming we even have two caster formats. You know, am I gonna start with Axis? You know, is it Axis plus other? I don't know. I don't know if it thinks.
Really quick, Peter, yes, if you walk out of combat, so you don't suffer free strikes, am I right? But if you move out of combat, either if you move or are placed during your normal movement, you have to forfeit your combat action. So with this ability, you can even have your warjacks camped in somewhere and they can just walk right out. Yep, as Rain said, it's the new parry.
Yeah, I mean, so, it's
with Axis, they'll be able to attack, right?
Yep. Yeah, with Axis, they can attack. Normally, if you run one model up and you engage that one model, if you want to walk him out to go attack something else, you have to have some other ability to do and have them attack. So we haven't seen anything else with the other models, right? But I think it's good.
You're a huge Axis fan, and yet you got the Axis spoiler.
How weird is that? That's so crazy.
It is good, but it doesn't...
Free strikes at all, Solas. Yeah. None.
We don't know what the other abilities are going to be within the army, so it's going to be hard to say that Axis is going to become that default caster for Convergence.
Yeah. And that's true, right? The thing is, right, is that Convergence almost feels very powerful because every faction is only getting three warcasters, right, in their army.
Not true.
The limited factions are getting more of theirs, right? Convergence has 8 warcasters. So even if you take the 2 Krix armies that are going to come out, you're only going to be able to get access to 6 of your original warcasters. Convergence still is going to get 8. They're going to have more flexibility than anyone else comes to warcasters.
Not even that. Privateer Press has already said that, you know, they're going to go through the transition. Every army is going to get their prime list that we've just got spoiled at Boca Brawl. But they're going to slow roll the second list for every faction throughout the next year.
Yeah,
so it's the limited factions, so we're talking COC, Grimkin, Crucible Guard, Infernals. They're going to have a lot more options and variability in their list design into Mark IV Prime than anybody else.
For a very long time.
For a good time. And it's not I really wish I could play this caster with this other army, but that's not the caster in that army. These limited factions get the whole gambit. They get to play with it all. So I think what's going to end up happening is the limited factions are going to be strong in suit. You know, they're going to be able to build lots of variabilities. But they're going to slowly, like that increase in value at the beginning is going to slowly degrade away as other factions start getting more Mark IV stuff like spell racking and Jack compatibility formations and stuff like that.
So I think it's going to depend. Sorry, Lichard. I think that's going to depend on how Steamroller rules roll out. Do you play the faction and you get to choose from your 2 lists any armies that are available from the faction? Or from what I've been hearing, you choose the army, right? So for Convergence, I choose my army of Convergence. Mm-hmm. I have access to 6 warcasters and 92% of my original army. If I choose Banes, I have access to 33%
correct
of my original army, right? So that inherently feels more powerful.
It is.
And it could not be. Right, because like Convergence still, like, it's roughly the same amount of models,
so it will be in the beginning only from the perspective of the other armies that only have 1 prime army are going to have a limited response to meta shifting. You know, if there's a huge, I'm going to go on a limb here and go to an extreme, if there's a huge armor shift and like the entire meta is starting to play heavy armor and the prime list that you have doesn't really handle armor that well because of their caster choice or they don't have the right solo or something like that, that list could be at a detriment for a little while in the meta. Whereas those limited factions, theoretically, they have lots of potential responses to meta shifting. So I see a lot of high value with the limited factions because they have that larger gambit. But as more armies are released to the narrative factions, as more Signar options become available, they will be able to respond not only to meta shifting, but they will be able to respond to just diversity change and demand within the list, within the army lists themselves, because they will have the spell racking, because they will have Jack compatibility reorganization. There's a lot there, and we also still have yet to see the cadres. So the cadres could be the other equation that is that the limited factions don't have access to, but the primary factions do have access to.
And that's true, right? And like, I guess we won't know that until we see it, unfortunately, right? So
Yeah.
I don't know, but overall, I'm pretty excited about. Sorry, as we're looking through this, I'm looking through some Bane stuff. I am excited about the Convergence one. Obviously, I got to see the rest of them because I'm still torn between Convergence and Signar. But having Unstoppable is pretty great.
I think it's really good when it's on your jacks, because it becomes a situation where Axis is going to be that caster where if you're constantly getting bogged down with something and your opponent's running chaff units into engage your jacks so that yeah, you can shoot, but you're forced to shoot the things that you're engaged with and you're not optimizing your shots, Axis can be like, you're not bogging me down. I'll just move away and shoot what I want to shoot.
That's true, yeah. All right, so let's jump it over to Iron Lich. Why don't you talk about Banes and what your thoughts are?
I like the fact that they have Banes out there because I've been playing since Mark One, so I have 3 units of Bane Knights, a couple units of Bane Thralls, or I guess Bane Warriors now, then all the Bane casts. So I love Banes, and that's one of the things that lured me to Crix as a faction. And looking at the list that was spoiled, only thing that I guess I would say I was surprised about was Theric Wrath being included in it. Because I thought of him, I still think of him as more of like a being related to Soul Hunters and supporting Soul Hunters, although I looked at what was spoiled and it seems like that connection is no longer there. So it kind of makes sense now that he is included in this list.
I'm
But I
gonna ask a
wonder.
dumb question. The Bane Riders are not the Soul Hunters?
No, the Soul Hunters are the light cad unit. They're like the
The
half
undead
man, half
Sentinels.
horse.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Oh, duh. Yeah, you're right. My fault. Okay.
And I wonder if Darrowrath is not going to be a solo pattern that we see in other lists where there are certain solos that appear in multiple primes. They're not bound by a narrative. They're bound by they're there because of their abilities that they're providing the list, not necessarily just their narrative binding. I do see a lot of narrative, like the Bane list is very obviously narrative driven with its caster selections and its models and stuff like that. But I wonder if we're not going to see a situation where, Hellslinger or Ol' Grim is in the Bane list, but maybe is also in the Mekana Thrall list.
Yeah. God, man. Seeing Hellslinger in there, one, I'm excited about because I love the Hellslinger book. But God, he scares me.
That model's
He's
awesome as hell, too.
it's beautiful looking. Also, I think this was you don't see it too often, but Ol' Grim is a Riot Quest model. So you're seeing some of the Riot Quest models come through. Probably not the goofier looking ones, right? But like Ol' Grim didn't seem like a bad one.
Ol' Grim, I'm not familiar with because I think he came out kind of as I was tailoring off on
Yeah,
War Machine in general.
he's a think of a Kador Widowmaker ghost.
Yeah. I think the in the Mark IV models that they previewed, Ol' Grim stats are in there. I think the only two that weren't in there, and I could be wrong, was Scabrous and Erebus. I don't know how to say his name.
Erebus.
Erebus.
Come on, Tony.
My bad, man. I know. Look, I just I'm you know I cannot read or write.
And know your mythology, dude.
But yeah, so and I think Scabrous, you said, was your favorite caster,
Yes.
right?
I absolutely loved him from basically the day he was released, just because I like utilizing the whole soul mechanics of Crix. And when you're able to use souls, it was fun. When Archons came out and stopped all that shenanigans, it was less fun.
And now it'll be fun again.
Yeah, because there aren't going to
Yeah.
be any Archons.
Which, so I do agree with you. They should have left the Riot Quest models in the trash. But unfortunately, there are some that are going to be there. But going forward, any new Riot Quest models are not going to have Rules
Yeah,
and War Machine, which is a nice cut that they're doing. I'm very happy about that.
there are a couple there are a couple that they're representing in these lists. Thankfully, it's not all of Riot Quest has been ported over, but they're picking and choosing. And again, I wonder if some of these choices aren't being made from a mechanical decision, necessarily from a narrative decision.
Yeah, and like and what I like too, right, to Eilish's point, right, is that they brought out Banes initially, which I'm super happy with, right? When you think of Crix, it's iconic that it's Banes, right? It's at Banes and probably Statistics is probably the two that I really think of pretty often. So the fact that they're bringing them out, which is really nice, I feel like a lot of these models like feel good, at least theme wise.
Undead zombies. That's what Crix started with.
Yeah. I mean
That's my
that
love.
it feels right. I feel like if Storm Legion was not coming out for Signar, I feel like we probably would have seen Stormblades instead of Trenchers first. But I think because you have Storm Legion coming out, that's why you have Crix, right? Because you have Winter Corps coming out for Kador, that's why you have the Man of Wars coming out, right? Even though Man of Wars feel just as iconic as the Winter Corps. So I think both are good, but I love that Banes are coming.
Well, let's put a. I've got a question for Fred, but I want before I ask the question, I want to put my tinfoil hat on for a second, and go. You're looking at the Mark IV releases that are coming out. You've got stuff like the Winter Guard, our Mark IV, Mark IVized Winter Guard. We're seeing Man of War are getting a Mark IV. They're being transformed to Mark IV Man of Wars. What could a Mark IV Bane look like? How does that model change to be awesome and amazing in Mark IV? Because they're already awesome and amazing now. And I'm just expecting, like, what magic sauce are you putting on top of Banes to make a Mark IV Bane model? And how awesome is that going to be? I
Idea
don't.
of it, what in terms of what it would look like,
Yeah, from
I
a,
think it'd be
yeah.
hard just because, like, was it going back? And I'm big on lore, like, isn't a Bane just like a twisted soul?
Yeah, it is. But most of their Mark IVs, because they're redoing models and setting them up for 3D printing and stuff like that, a lot of them are getting reworks, a little bit more dynamic, a little bit more under details and stuff are being represented in the model when they're making their Mark IV equivalents.
Well, I'd like this for a Mark IV equivalent. If they do end up doing redoing the models, include components of the former army they came from.
So, and that's the thing that they've talked about, right? Is that, hey, if they see like one of these legacy armies really getting popular, that they're talking about reprinting them, which I think would be really nice, right? Like, who wouldn't want to see like Banes be extremely popular over the next couple of years, and then shit, they're gonna get their own army box because they're really good and people are really liking them. Sorry, I'm gonna cough again.
I mean, come on, if you think about it from the perspective of if Privateer Press was to put down any sort of Bane or hell, any Crix anything for Mark IV, and just like, here's Mark IV Crix, like half of the War Machine population is going to jump on that. I mean, Crix are
Except for
just
Solas.
no, I guarantee you Solas would well, I
He's
don't
already saying Banes are already perfect. Don't you dare give them ideas about tweaking
Yeah.
them.
And Solas is correct, Tony. You don't know how to read. That's okay. We still
Mean,
love you.
that's true. It's one
But
of my charms.
I gotta ask you, Fred. I'm looking at the Bane list, and you got Agathea, Gorshade one, and Scavarus, and then you've got all the standard accoutrement for Banes: knights, warriors, riders, Withershadow, all that stuff. And then I go to the Jack section. Am I wrong for not? Am I wrong for being upset that Deathjack isn't here?
Yes, and here's why I say yes. It's because the only named Jacks that I've seen on the lists thus far have been character Jacks with a particular caster
Caster.
that's part of the overall theme.
But is but there are certain Jacks that are just like Behemoth, Deathjack, Avatar. I mean, these are such iconic Jacks. I don't know what Privateer Press's intentions are, but I feel like if those iconic Jacks are left in the bin, because of Mark IV, that's just that's a hit that's missed right there.
Here's how I would approach it is I wouldn't release like all the shiny good stuff on the first go around because you want to see kind of how the release goes. That way you can they can still tweak the second themes that are coming.
Yeah. And actually, so here's a little bit of a spoiler that I didn't even talk about was when Lauren was giving us some ideas for spoilers, she did mention that there are some models that were added to the armies that are not on these lists at Bokor Brawl because after they had sent this, they decided to add them on there. I'm not saying it could be the Death Jack, but like that would be really cool if like we open them and say, oh shit, do the Death Jacks on here, right? It wouldn't make sense for Thunderhead being in the Trencher First Army. Like that makes zero sense. But if the Death Jack show, or maybe that becomes a cadre?
I mean, maybe. And it may be a situation where what they've done is they, you know, from a strategic testing standpoint, because no development or effort ever survives first contact with the customer ever.
Yeah.
Is they may have released it without the few models that they're like, this may be a step too far. So what they've done is they've released it without those pieces and they're going to let the community go, okay, we've played a bunch of Bane games and we just don't have the punch that we need because our Seethers aren't strong enough. The Inflictors just aren't really cutting into it. You know, we need some heavy punch and they go, okay, cool. Here's Deathjack.
So are they going to, is there a chance that they're going to change these lists then 6 months down the road?
I don't know. I wonder if they could.
I don't think it'll be an overhaul. I think they may add things.
I'd be happy if they added things, right? If they're like, hey, look, like we've done a lot of testing on this. We think now that we are confident this model can get upgraded to Prime and this is the arm it's going to go into. I think with them releasing everything on the app, it gives them that flexibility that they can go and do stuff like that. And people are going to be upset about it. Whatever, that's fine. Honestly, I don't care if people are upset about it. I think it's the right move if that's what they want to do. Because I think that's them developing themselves, right? Like this is a Mark IV, the I would probably say a good amount of the people that are rolling out Mark IV, we're not with the company at Mark I or Mark II, right? So we're going to have some changes. Like it is going to be some things that have to evolve and that's fine. That's a good thing.
Yeah. There's only two things gamers hate the most. Everything staying the same and everything changing.
True.
Bring back Mark I.
Oh my gosh. No flying Pegasus. No.
That was amazing.
Or what, 500 to 750 in the final day of tournaments was 1,000 points? Absolutely not. Two casters. All right. Any last thoughts on the Banes, Iron Lich? Anything you're disappointed in not seeing besides, I guess, the Death Jack?
Well, even though I'm pretty sure on the table it may not perform as well as I would like to, I'm wondering why we see no Colossals in any of the lists.
So they've already said that. They said no Colossals, no Battle Engines this round. They're going to be part of the cadre rules so that they can go and spend more time developing them. They will come out, but just not right now.
Yeah, Solus is saying that not having Denny is a miss.
Which I agree. I would have loved to have seen Denny on there. And that's kind of what I'll even say about whenever we get into the Trencher one. There's models that I wish would have been put there that weren't. I think having Denny there would have made a lot of sense. I hope that when Crix gets Mark IV models, we see a new Denny. She is in the storyline. She has taken over Gatsby's place.
Yeah, she's one of the 12.
Yeah, she's one of the 12. She is the right hand man, the right hand person to the Dragon Father. Like, I want to see her in the game.
Yawns.
Sorry, I'm trying not to.
Yawns in the chat. Where's that Devil Squid guy from last week? He sounded smart.
Oh my god,
we couldn't afford his fees to bring him on a second time.
All right, so let's jump into Kevin. What are you excited about? What's the list you want to talk about?
Trolls.
Trolls. I like it. Trolls.
Just awesome. So trolls.
So what are your thoughts on it, man? You got Borka 2, you got Cold Grandma, and you got Doom Shaper 2.
Did you call her Cold Grandma?
I did.
You as a bastard.
It's Cold Grandma?
It's Cold Grandma.
Cold Grandma.
Not Cold
Grandma. I'll allow it.
Thank you. Thank you, Iron Lich.
So, I mean, from a caster selection standpoint, I would Doom Shaper 2 is going to be when you want to run all the beasts, you're going to put Doom Shaper 2 in. Borka, or, you know, Cole Grima is the, you know, I mean, she's Cole Grima. She's awesome. Well, let me phrase that. If she stays the way she was in her prior card, she's awesome. I love the fact that Borka 2 is, but that's partially because I really, really like that model.
Dude, I love Borka 2's model,
it's
too.
It's a troll on a bear. How can you go wrong?
Dude, it is such a good model.
I think that his abilities are a little myth. So one of the things that I immediately noticed in here is you've got Borka, Kokrima, and Doom Shaper 2. Borka 2 and Doom Shaper 2. We don't have a huge shift in hard punch, like Doom Shaper 2 can pull it, Borka can kind of pull it. We've got a lot of, this is basically the Storm of the North theme list. I mean, it's got your champions, it's got your elders, it's got your fire eaters, battle bears, raiders, lookouts. It's, go look at the current theme list for Storm of the North. You pretty much have most of this already in play. They did tack on Creole Warriors. I think there's going to be some interesting play with Creole Warriors and Cole Grima. They do have Mulg and Rock in here. So this is kind of where I was like, wait a minute.
They did leave Mulg in there?
My list has awesome. Rock. Well, it's because they're both attached. Rock goes to Borka and Mulg goes to Doomshaper.
Doomshaper, yeah.
And that's kind of where I was like, you know, it's I'm happy that I got both, but at the same time, why did Crooks only get Erebus? So
let me ask you this, sir. Does this change the way that you would play trolls, what you see here?
No, it won't. I think the only thing that is a bit of a myth is there's no Axer in this option.
Wow, that's
so
weird.
Could be problematic if you get a dense table and your beasts are tripping on each other trying to get over the terrain.
Well, Kevin, that's why you use a command card to give at least one model.
Yeah.
Pathfinder.
One.
So
model. Yeah. Thanks.
I don't remember how
I'll
many models
it.
You get.
I'm not going to complain.
Make
about
it count.
But yeah, just make it count.
Yes. I found it cheeky that they slipped the Skinner in there because it's. I don't know.
It's the greatest solo ever.
He never saw play in Mark II. He never saw play in Mark III. Let's see if he makes Mark IV.
Dude, he might be your best solo.
Yeah, about that. But I mean, overall for a trolls list, I personally am happy that they went with the Storm of the North one first. I imagine that the second one will probably be United Creoles or some sort of United Creoles mock-up. Then we'll get stuff like Madrak and Gristle and so in it. There's a couple narrative pieces in here that I think are amiss, but they're just narrative perspective. I'm not really going to sweat it. I think the list is fine. I think it's a great list. I think it allow troll players to, I think the adjustment for troll players will be easier from the perspective of unless they do some major dynamic changes to the card, we already know the cards in and out and how these cards interact with the other cards because we had Storm of the North for such a long time. You know, would have been nice if this was Elemental Evolution, but hey, that's me complaining about my old Mark II. I want my Elemental Evolution back.
And that's when I saw, old Grammy, that's literally the shock factor I went back to was Elemental. Oh, so bad.
No, that's so bad to that's play Kalandra, against. Not Cole Grima.
Was it Kalandra? Oh, yeah. My bad. Look, I'm terrible.
Cole
Grima
is the old troll. Kalandra is the dancing gypsy troll.
I'm sure
that's the one that I hated.
You know, we saw the lists. You should break it out and re-educate them.
That's true. You know what? A great time to do it is next Saturday.
Oh, don't worry. Next Saturday, there will be a trolls list. I was thinking about breaking out the Cephalix list. Unfortunately, Cephalix was not one of the armies that was released. So
it was not.
They're going to be stuck in the bin for a little bit longer.
That's fair.
There is one thing on here. So, you know, I was talking about how there's some narrative choices that I'm a little frustrated with. And I recognize that a lot of people are like, get the freaking Riot Quest models out of here. And I understand. I hear you. But the fact that Bumbles isn't in here kind of makes me cry a little bit.
That's true. I would have loved to have seen Bumbles.
Bumbles is an amazing bear. And I just want to have the Borka and the Battle Bears and Bumbles and just go. So... a little disappointed Bumbles didn't make it, but if that's the sacrifice that we have to make sure that the insanity of Riot Quest doesn't make it into these lists, I guess we'll take it one on the chin.
Yeah. Was the model bad looking? Because I don't think it was like a goofy looking model.
No, he's sitting on his ass.
Well, what then?
He
Yeah, maybe it's a little goofy looking.
basically looked like the Coca-Cola bear just with armor on.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't have looked good for the theme, I guess. I don't know.
Eh, good paint job. You can make that work.
So besides Bumbles, any other thoughts on it?
I got Mulgan Rock. I'm not gonna complain.
That's true. That's very true. It makes me excited. I'm not gonna ask right now where your engagement is at, but I think Rain said it. I feel like we might have jumped up a little bit, but I don't want you to answer. Don't answer it. I want to wait
Yes,
until the end.
one of the questions that we have.
It's one of the questions we have. So let's and we don't even know what Iron Lich's was before. So yours is gonna be a question where I'm gonna say, hey, what were you a couple weeks ago till now?
I told everyone. I put it in the chat when we first came back on episode 76. I see
You
how much you
did.
pay. I see how much you pay attention to us.
I'm gonna go and look. I pay attention in the moment, then I'm like, I instantly forget. So anything else you want to cover on that before I jump into Signar and go over our next couple
Do
spoilers?
we have to go over Signar, please? Like, can we just do anything else other than
So we'll go over the
all
transfers
credits?
first. Transfers first army. All right, so I'm gonna talk about trenchers. So overall, I am excited about Kray. I love Siege. And this kind of goes into the thing, right? Where I like Darius a lot. Darius was not a caster I was expecting to be in Transfers First Army. I was truly hoping it was gonna be Haley one, right? Haley one, that just would have been really, really good, right? That would have made me really happy with that. It's the same thing with Dinny, right? I would have loved to have seen Dinny in Banes and Haley one in Trenchers because it just feels very Trencher-like. That being said, it's not what we got, right? We got Darius. Siege, I'm happy that it's Siege 2. Again, this is just me. I love Siege 1 so much more. I felt like Siege 1 was just the epitome of what a trencher caster was. He didn't have the crazy army armor that he does for Siege 2, but that's fine, right? The one thing I'll be sad about with Prime is I will probably never be able to put Siege 1 on the table again, and I'm okay with that, right? Like if I really want to go play it, I'll play Unlimited, but I probably won't ever see myself playing Unlimited, right? Same thing with Haley 1. Haley 1 and Siege 1, two of my favorite casters, right? When we used to play hardcore, that's all I used to play with Siege 1. Not putting them on the table is going to be sad, right? But that's where I digress from that. Overall, the rest of the army, I like it, right? The only thing that kind of was kind of weird for me was Captain Carly, was a little odd one, but it's a Riot Quest model. It makes sense. And it doesn't look like it's that bad of a model. Super excited that we get a Journeyman Warcaster. So that'll be kind of fun. And then, like, you get all your classic characters. You know, you get Hitch, you get Finn, which is great. Maxwell Finn's still going to be around. You get pretty much all of the casters, right? You get Triumph to hang out with Siege, which is nice.
Who's Captain Carly?
Captain Carly is an Ogryn solo, no, sorry, Ogryn att unit attachment that can be attached, I believe, to the Kanan crew or Chain Gun crew or the Express team. It's one of those three. It's one of the small units.
Is it a Riot Quest model?
It's a Riot Quest
Oh,
model.
okay, that would explain.
So I was thinking, like, I don't remember that guy.
So no, it's a Riot Quest model, which is it is what it is. So for the spoilers, I know people are super excited for these spoilers,
Hold
right?
on, hold on. I just realized they had the patrol guard. We had the goodest of boys in this army list.
Yes, you do. You have to have the goodest boy there. All right. So I've got a lot of spoilers for Kray, and I've got one big spoiler for Darius. So Darius, I'm gonna go over first because you gotta save what I think is the best for last. So Darius is still a very Jak focused caster, but he has a brand new feat, and his feat is really neat. So his feat is remove all damage from friendly war jacks within 1 inch of Darius or a half jack in his battle group, very similar to what his old feat was. But additionally, war jacks currently within 1 inch of Darius or a half jack in his battle group gain +2 speed, mat, and rat for one turn.
Holy
That is
shit.
awesome. That is such a good feat. Being able to not only fully heal a warjack, but then giving it +2 speed, +2 mat, and +2 rat, that is dumb good. Like, that is a great feat. He's going to be a very warjack heavy caster, like normal. Like, that's really strong, I feel.
Yeah, I
I don't
mean,
know.
I guess the only countering balance to that is thankfully he's not going to be piloting any of the new jacks.
And
Because
that's true, right? Because,
balls, that would be
yeah.
gross.
Dude, because when I was first thinking about it, I was like, oh my God, I could put him with a striker, and the striker's already speed six. That puts him up to a speed eight. And I was like, no, he can only work with the older jacks. He cannot play with the striker jack,
Yeah.
which it's fine, right? You should not be able to run around 11-point versions of Centurions like that. Ridiculous.
Yeah, but he's still got a Sentinel in his list.
He's got a Sentinel on his list.
Oh.
He's got it's a lot of good abilities. You could probably still put out up to three half
Hammersmiths,
jacks. Hey, you got,
Centurions.
yeah, and
You
if
take a range
Hammers,
list, that's going to be very good.
you do, yeah, you're right. Yeah, if you take a range, you're right, because the fact that it adds plus two to the mat is pretty strong.
I'm almost wondering if it's not a situation. Do you go the way of just doubling down on the mat and speed increase and go for an alpha strike jack list? Or do you have a ranged list that on feet turn can still provide a punch when they get jammed up? Because one of the things we have to remember is in Mark 4, all the jacks can now shoot and punch at the same time.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, they get dual attack, which is
So do
huge.
you shoot and shoot and shoot, and then on the turn that you're engaged, then you turn around and go, cool, I am now plus two mat because of the feet and speed and.
Yeah. Or you take a bunch of defenders, right, and you charge in. You can still shoot, normally be a minus four, right? Because you can shoot in melee now. But instead of a minus four, you're effectively only doing a minus two to hit because you get your plus two to speed. Your plus two to rat.
And the fact that it runs off of him and his half jacks helps because then you don't have to bubble around him. You can have little modules of effort. Flip side of that coin, though, is you're going to telegraph to your opponent, hey, here's my half jacks. These are the models you need to be worrying about on the feet turn. And if the half jack's not nearby, don't worry about it.
Yep.
Or if
Oh
you
yeah,
remove it.
and Jan is right, by the way. Plus two, plus for rat and for aim is a plus four to hit. Solo's no idea if he loses full throttle.
Oh God, I didn't even think about full throttle.
If he has full throttle, I'm super happy. All right, so that was him. So now we've got Kray's, right? Kray, we pretty much got his whole thing spoiled. I've got what his new Iron Horse does, what his spell list is, and what his new feat is. So first off, his spell list. He has Admonition, which is what he had before. He has Locked a Target, which is what he had before. Return Fire, which I believe he had before,
He did.
and finally Pin Cushion. So pretty good. Not nothing terrible. Where he gets really spicy,
I don't know.
huh?
Having pin cushion available to you is something. I mean, it's advantageous.
It is. I think where he gets really spicy is when his Iron Horse ability and his new feat. So his Iron Horse is gives light and heavy warjacks plus two speed, Pathfinder, and Repo 5. So that's pretty awesome, right? So most of your warjacks, right? Your heavy jacks are going to be speed four or five, so they go up to speed six. They don't have to worry about rough terrain, which rough terrain just gives a flat minus two to your speed, and Repo 5, so you can just move models so quickly. Right, and with a Repo 5 is the same thing if you would have ran. So you could literally, th there's no reason to run if, especially if you have ranged models, right? You can use your plus two speed to move up. They can shoot, and then they can Repo 5 forward if they want to. Like that's
To like
really
move,
good.
shoot, move instead of just running. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, they move, shoot, move, and run. Yeah, it's that. That's a smart idea. And then his feet, I absolutely love. His feet gives stealth to the battle group, and for every enemy model killed, battle group gets one focus. That's awesome.
Okay. Is it does
So
it
his
specify killed in ranged or melee or any?
it doesn't. It just says for every enemy model killed, battle group gets one focus. So I don't even know if that means every model in the battle group gets a focus. I'm assuming that you get a focus point you can give out to a caster, but I mean that you give out to a warjack. But the fact that you also everyone gets stealth, like that's awesome. That is a feat you can pop early in the game to go and deliver your army. You can move them up. They can move, shoot, move, and then pop stealth.
I like feats that give you duality where you can decide between I want to use it defensively versus I want to use it offensively. But I don't know if stealth is worth giving up, handing out extra focus.
I think you use them for both, right? So Peter brought it up, right? Is so you kill, get a focus point, buy an additional attack, and then you have fucking stealth, right? You can literally move up, kill a model, kill something else, repo back five, and still be in stealth.
Yeah, but you're living in a world where your jacks could only do one thing. Now play that scenario out where a jack is engaged with something, kills, get a focus, is cleared off, now shoots using focus that it didn't have in the beginning.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking more along the lines of using it in tandem with the whole move, shoot, move, where no, what is it, Defenders, one with like this the heavy barrel cannon that goes like 16 inches,
Yep.
where you get, I don't know, play it. It's got to be within your control. What is this control range?
I don't know. It was six, it was 12 before, so I'm assuming it's gonna stay the same. He was a six focus caster.
Yeah, yawn range would have
And
been.
we don't have freaking Squire anymore, so he doesn't get further extension.
Squire was dope. Jan brings up the point that stealth helps, when your Jack kills off everything, you're not standing out in the open, you've got stealth to protect you in the following turn. That's a
Yeah.
good call, Jan.
It is, it is, it is. And by the way, anyone who might have missed the couple spoilers that I have, I'm gonna post them up afterwards. But I'm excited. It makes it for me. It makes it really hard when Friday comes out, right? So when Friday comes, we're gonna get not only we're gonna get the new rules, we're gonna get the new models. Travis Marg has said that he's gonna post a full list, kind of like when they used to do the dynamic updates. From my understanding, it's gonna be the list of everything that's changed from the rule book to the individual models. So we have a full breakdown. So you could just see what the comparing is, which I'm excited about.
I
So
want to do a
hopefully that
special
comes somewhat early.
I want to do a special call out because I just saw somebody in the chat. Davis Williams is in the chat, and huzzah to you, David, because you're amazing. Period. That is all.
Huzzah. Huzzah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm excited. I'm excited about the trenchers. I wasn't as excited at first, especially when I saw Darius. Seeing that feat though makes me excited, right? Seeing Kray makes me really excited. Siege, I think, is gonna be pretty cool. It's Siege, right? You can't really go wrong with Siege. I have no idea what army I'm gonna choose. I'm gonna have to spend a couple of days, and then I will let you know, Kevin, what army we will be playing against. Because if you guys did not know, I'm gonna go down. I am actually gonna travel this time, right? See, look, see the effort I'm putting into this, Kevin. To go down. Unfortunately, Iron Lich, his daughter's birthday is right around there, so I don't think you're able to come out.
No, and so I think you strategically placed your gaming day so I couldn't be there to play.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And Gaston has made some excuse about him being out of the country.
Was gonna say,
Look at that.
he
More
literally.
strategic placing. It's like Tony, like, say, like, all right, who's available when? And then he selects the date.
Yeah. Literally,
So.
literally had to fly out of country to avoid Tony.
And he really did. He is. I don't think I've seen Gaston. Well, we did play in a tournament together. Besides that, I hadn't seen him in like 3 years in person, so I wasn't sure if he was alive. I've seen Iron Lich and everyone else. I've seen Solas more than I saw Gaston in person. But no, so we're gonna play next Saturday. So on the 5th, we're gonna play a 50-point game. It's gonna be Trolls versus either Convergence or Signal. I'll make sure you know well beforehand so you could, create your list appropriately.
Oh, I'm playing
It's not
trolls.
going to
It
be,
doesn't
as far
matter.
as I know, it's not going to be recorded. It's just something so we can go and get models on the table and we can see if we enjoy the game or not, right? We'll see the rules, we'll see how we feel about the game.
Oh, I'm sure we'll have a breakdown on the next cast
Oh, of
of
course, that's
our
exactly what we're
events and
doing.
all
We're
that
doing it
stuff.
the weekend before our next cast so we can talk about it. I'm so excited. All right, so we've got about 9 minutes left. Iron Lich, I want to go with you first. Kind of what was your feelings before these lists, and kind of where do you feel at now?
Turns excitement towards Mark IV. I would
Yes.
probably place myself, or I think I was originally a six. I have to go back and see what I listed. But I would
See, you don't
say,
even remember.
you're right, I don't. But all I know is that it trended in the right direction because I look at the list that was revealed. And for me, a major, I guess a major hurdle for me, like wanting to play Mark IV was. How much could I play with the models that I had? And I'm talking about Prime. And now that I see that I have every model on the list that was there except for like new stuff that has come out, I can, no, it's got a low reinvestment cost for me, and so I'm ready to play. And then I just sat here and looked at my other army, which is the Blindwater Congregation, and I have all the
models. I forgot about that one. Sorry.
I have all the models on that list too, so I am very much excited, more excited to play than I was 2 months ago.
That is awesome. That's good. See, Kevin, we're building that meta down there for you.
Yeah, now ask him how many times he's actually going to get out to play the game.
That doesn't matter. The fact that he is excited
the
about
willingness
it,
is all that matters.
That is the first step.
It does take two people to play a game, and if you're never down here, that leaves Kevin, who's not excited.
I am going, yeah, it's true, don't tempt me with beer. You know, I will go down there with alcohol.
Hey, your little girls can come down and play with my little girls. We can have a party.
That is true. That is actually the easiest part. It's almost like bringing a babysitter with you when my daughter comes down, because then they could just play together. All right. Well, then, Kevin, where are you at? I'm waiting with bated breath.
So we started at a two, right? We're sitting at a two. Is that where we're at?
No, we did not. We were at a four.
Four or five, I thought.
We were at a four. At one point during a chat, we went down to a two because there was a lot of anger.
Yes.
About only one Primeless coming out and not two.
No. It wasn't one Primeless. It was just the Primeless weren't out.
Okay, it was the Primeless, right? So you went down to a two, and I think an hour and a half later, you got talked up back up to a four, I think by your brother, who doesn't even play this game.
Well, so in my defense, for my career of choice at the moment, I do project management, and I was collectively losing my crap over how the project management was going with this effort. So, however, my brother, you know, God rest his soul, he has to put up with me all the time, did contact me. I was like, okay, they're doing their own thing. You don't own this company. You need to calm the hell down. And I was like, all right, fine, if you insist. And that brought me back to a four. So I think I'm at a four right now. Looking over the list, and not just the troll one, I was looking at the others. Okay. I like the trend away from the Riot Quest models.
Like, turn away from Archons, I'm guessing. They're beautiful models, yeah. But...
I think they're going in the right direction. I'm glad to see that everybody has something to play with, or almost everybody. Our poor Rulik and Cephalix players are kind of...
And our piggies. Hose. And our pharaohs.
And our pharaohs. But, you know, most people have something to play with. I see the draw to the limited factions over the regular factions. You know, I'm still waiting for a meta to bloom down here so that I have somebody to play on a regular basis. And I need more than just one or two people. I need a meta to play in. That was probably like if tomorrow 20 people sprung up and was like, we're in the Northern Virginia area and we want to play every week, I think my number would probably jump to like a seven or eight, if I'm going to be brutally honest with you. Not having a meta to play with, not having a store who wants to regularly carry this stuff, is a huge hindrance to my score. I will put myself at a... Can we do halves? Are we allowed to do halves?
I'm allowing a half because I thought you were about to say five. And
I'm going to put myself at a 4.5. I'm gonna put myself at a 4.5. I'm not quite at five.
Tony's just gonna round it in his head.
You always round up.
I'm gonna put it a 4.5. I think this is the right direction, but I wouldn't necessarily like. I'm still being drawn towards Herman's comments of how is this different than Mark III with the same like. There's a couple rules tweaks, but so far I haven't seen anything that's a huge dynamic shift that's going to somehow reinvigorate the game more than a couple rules. Now, maybe that changes on Friday and we see a bunch of stuff and I'm like, okay, now I see it. Now I've got the big picture. Or when the Steamroller packet comes out and we see that, you know, they toss circles away and it's now squares and objectives, but there's 14 objectives on the table, or whatever they end up coming up with. I need to see a major shakeup to get really excited about the game.
I think at the end of the day, that's going to be the biggest thing, right? So what I remember reading was very, very soon after these rules were released, I think before warfare weekend, we were going to get three scenarios to play. I think it's like three out of the eight or something like that, three out of the five or six. Getting those is going to really determine, I know with Gaston, what his thoughts are going to be. And I think it's going to shape how everything is going to play out, because having the rules are important. I think there's some really interesting rules. I really think having command cards are really cool. Mm-hmm. I am in a minority with this, right? I think as you play it more, people are going to like it more. I'm a huge fan of how movement is for units. And then I like the simplification of rough terrain, that I didn't have to spend 2 inches getting in here, or hey, I moved 2.5 inches and now I have to cut everything in half and I have to do fucking math in my head and it's going to get screwed up anyways. I like that as soon as I touch it, I'm a -2 speed. That simplifies things so much. Like, I am excited for the speed that'll happen, and I think that'll create a more positive community. I know the game, there's a store near you, Kevin. I know they play. Marcy is really big into that meta there. They play every Wednesday.
Comics and Gaming.
What is it?
Comics and Gaming.
Comics and Games, yeah. Oh, I feel like...
Lich, is that the Fairfax store?
It's the Fairfax store.
Okay.
They play on Wednesdays. I will invite you into their Facebook group because I've been stalking it for 2 years now, and they seem to be excited about Mark IV. So, and I know Marcy, after coming back from WTC, has gotten extremely excited about it, and is really going to try to get people, like, in there. Dude, yeah, so math is my Achilles heel. It's the worst. And I feel as my
math,
daughter has my...
reading, my history, my science. Sure.
Hey, I did well in science. anyway, sorry, going back to... So I get distracted so easily.
Ooh, squirrel.
I'm hoping that this first year, because so many things are going to be reset, you're not going to have an ultra competitive meta. People are going to try to find things, and I think that's going to build community growth. I can't go down there on the weekdays, right? Like, it's just too far of a drive. It's 2.5 hour drive easily. But yeah, it's nothing, right? Who doesn't care for a good 5 hour round trip right before playing a game? But I don't know, man. I really feel like there's a good chance that we can get a meta. It's not going to be as big as the 40K meta. Like, not for a long time. I don't think it ever will.
Mark II was never, you know, even in its heyday of Mark II, it was never in competition for the 40K meta. I'm not holding Privateer Press to the Games Workshop standards. The only competition that Privateer Press is against is itself. And its current marker is on the Mark II meta. That's what it's fighting against. That's what it's trying to beat.
Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see. I'm super excited for the rules drop on Friday. I'm excited to pour over them. Our own group chat will be talking about them. I think the ultimate goal is going to be if I get Solas to play in a game. That is, I'm going to say I can now die a happy person if I can get him and enjoy the game. Sorry, I will put that caveat.
I'm going to go on record.
He needs to play it and actually have fun.
Play Solas, and he comes out of that game at least not saying he hates it, I will increase my point value by 2.
Okay,
just
so
off
he knows
that fact.
So he is coming on the 5th. He's 25. Coming up from South Carolina. So, challenge accepted.
2 points.
Do you hear that? Do you hear that? Solas, I hope you're ready.
He doesn't have any models to play with, by the way.
It's okay. I'll find models for him.
Yeah, I have 2. I have 2 armies he can use.
He has 2 armies, and he loves Crix. All right. So we're at 9:30. We're kind of at our mark. What I want to ask the group, right, is everyone else, right? Hey, has your marker moved at all? Let us know in the chat, right? Let us know in the channel at the bottom. Has your marker moved after seeing these things? Are you excited?
Yeah. And what's your favorite Prime list of the ones that were released? Which one's your favorite?
Perfect. Kevin, you got any last things before we sign off?
Oh, man, when we play on the 5th, I am going to stomp a mud hole in your ass.
I can't wait. I can't wait to beat you.
I'm going
to
be like,
so
I don't know
great.
How to play this game, but I still know how to play it better than you.
Sure, you probably do. Iron Lich, you got any last minute things or last chance things before we sign off?
upset that you put this gaming day on the one day in the month of November that I can't go.
I'm sorry. I will come back down later on to play. I can't do it the 12th. I'm in Chicago. And the week after that is, I think, like the getting ready for Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving is a fourth week.
There is
You're
a fourth
good.
week.
You're
Look,
good.
I'm saying I can come back down. And at least the fifth week. I gotta get it in before we cast again. You can sneak out for 2 hours. What's a birthday? What's a birthday? All right, that's all we've got, everyone. Thank you very much for tuning in to us. Like I said, I will post the spoilers in just a little bit on the Advanced Maneuvers channel, on our Facebook page, which I hopefully those will get spread. People have fun. Exciting stuff.